Something weightier for the summer reading list, Australia's Game. Well, it weighs in at some 800 pages, the history of Australian football. Four researchers, well-known authors in this space, have come together, including Bob Stewart, to produce this this updated authority on the history of the game. Bob, welcome to the program.
No, it's a pleasure to talk, Gerard.
What an interesting time to write the history of, to be researching and writing the history of the game whilst we hit 2 years that saw a challenge that was truly historic for the game.
Absolutely. And in fact, when we did the research, we found out that the Aussie game has always had to really face a whole lot of challenges. And this, I would think, was the most challenging of all, because in a sense it was saying, well, there were no spectators allowed, and how do you manage a professional sporting competition with no fans? But as it turned out, I think 2020 was an amazing season. It proved the AFL could just get a competition going, and it ended up, I think, very successful. This year, similar. Yeah, it's really, I think, demonstrating how resilient this game is and how part of the popular culture of Australia it's been for so long, for, well, more than 100 years, and for the entirety of its existence, which is about 161 years now.
Bob, it's critical that books like this exist so we can fully understand where we've come from and where the game heads to. When you approach it, and it's a big subject, is how do you divide it up? How did you devise what the four of you wanted to achieve?
Well, it was really looking at the evolution of the game. That was what we wanted to do. For the first time, talk about how this, you know, idea in the head of, you know, well, four people, and mainly Tom Wills, I suppose, is the instigator, created a Melbourne game, and then how that evolved over time into something that's now, in a sense, a huge industry. In fact, one of our researchers found out that the AFL at the moment generates, well, 2019, let's say, generated more funds than the ABC, which is amazing when you think about it, isn't it? This industry gets more money than the ABC got in 2019. So that was the plan, is to see how it evolved over time from that very small beginning into something that has captured the national imagination. And that's the theme we're running too, is that it is Australia's game. It's an Indigenous game. We invented it, and it's now part of the national psyche, if you like.
It takes in everything from the history of broadcast rights deals to the booing of a champion in Adam Goods. And as I say, it finishes with our COVID era. Is there one pet chapter that you've got, Bob? Is there one chapter in the history of the game that most fascinates you and you love researching and writing about?
You shouldn't have asked me that, Gerard, because I played a few games with the Demons in the middle of the 60s. So I'm a 60s person, and being a baby boomer, for me, that was the golden age of everything, really. Yeah, we had, I think, 7 car manufacturers in Australia churning out motor vehicles. We had, you know, manufacturing industry was on a roll. Everyone could buy a house, you know, at a reasonable price. And we had this great Australian game of footy, particularly the VFL, you know, which saw so many people, so many champions coming through. So I had a great time writing about the 60s, in particular the coaches, Tom Hafey, the Smith brothers, and John Kennedy. You know, all really, when you think about it, changed the face of Aussie Roodles and made it into a, if you like, a professional code with a professional approach to both coaching and playing. So, yeah, that's my biased response.
Nice. That is fertile ground indeed. Bob, it's it's a tremendous contribution to the game. So well done to you and your fellow authors. Thanks a lot.
No, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Bob Stewart, who's one of the four authors who's put together Australia's Game, the history of Australian football. So that's your dense reading to learn.